Good morning, brothers and sisters. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Tune in live with me by calling 323-870-4180. Well, our topic for today is the necessity of laughter. The necessity of laughter. And we are coming from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and Proverbs 17, 22. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that today is day 11 of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. So there are only 10 days left in this year. Make sure you do not miss one episode of Morning Motivation, because I am teaching you how to write out your New Year's resolution. Well, you should have your Bibles ready by now. I am in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, reading from the KJV. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he, meaning the Lord, will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. In other words, it will not be delayed forever if you do what God is telling you to do. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. I am in Proverbs 17:22, KJV. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Let me read that again. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Come on and praise the Lord for his word today. What is our topic? Say it with me wherever you are. The necessity of laughter. Now, we are working on our New Year's resolution, and according with in pursuant to Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4, we are writing the vision and making it plain. The Lord has explained that this is necessary so that we can stay focused. Just like you don't read the Bible one time in your life and then never go back to it again, it's the same thing with writing out your vision statement or your New Year's resolution. You have to put this thing in front of you so that you won't detour nor go awry. You see, whenever you begin to wonder about if you should do something else, you go back to your vision statement, which was ordained for you of the Lord, because I've been teaching you how to do that. And you say, no. That's not within the vision of what God has ordained for my life. This keeps you from being envious or jealous of other people. It keeps you from straying outside of your lane, crossing over into the median, going the wrong way on a one-way street, or taking exits that were not designed for you and that will not get you to your destination. Your vision statement or your New Year's resolution, when ordained and prayed over and written in accordance with the Lord, it is your GPS for your life. Now, I've taught you that there are five areas which must be included, and today we're on that fifth area. So we did spiritual. We did relational, which included family and friends. We did financial, and then we did professional and career. All of those teachings are on fieldoffire.com. So now we come to health and recreation, and we're dealing with part one of it, which is the necessity of laughter. Now, the Bible has already taught us, I just read to you Proverbs 17:22, about how a merry heart a laughing heart, a joyous person, you know, a person who's good to be around. How that laughter does your heart good like medicine. It helps you to heal. It releases endorphins. It keeps you upbeat. It makes you an attractive person. But then notice the opposite of that. It said, but a broken spirit, in other words, a sad person, a jaded, critical, an abrasive person, a continually depressed person. And I'm not talking about clinical depression, but even if you have that, you need to seek therapy. But I'm just talking about the fact that sometimes you have those Debbie Downer, those negative Nancy, those sad Susie, those jaded Johns that you don't even like to ask them, how are you doing today? Because you know you're going to receive, you know I'm telling the truth, a litany of complaints, criticisms, negativity. They never have anything good to say about their spouse, their girlfriend, boyfriend, children, job, home, finances, looks. Never have anything good to say about their church, their ministry, the place where they live. Never have anything good to say about their friends. Never smile. You don't even know if they have teeth, do you? Because you've never seen them. You know why? Because they are negative people. A broken spirit drieth the bones. Now, because of time's sake, I don't have time to read you this entire article, but this is so powerful. In helpguide.org, H-E-L-P-G-U-I-D-E.org, which is a mental and emotional health website, they wrote an article entitled, Laughter is the Best Medicine. Listen to this. Sure, it's fun to share a good laugh, but did you know it can actually improve your health? It is true. Laughter is strong medicine. It draws people together in ways that trigger healthy physical and emotional changes in the body. Laughter strengthens your immune system, boosts mood, diminishes pain, and protects you from the damaging effects of stress. As children, listen to this now. As children, we used to laugh hundreds of times a day. But as adults, life tends to be more serious and laughter more infrequent. By seeking out more opportunities for humor and laughter, though, you can improve your emotional health, strengthen your relationships, find greater happiness, and even add years to your life. My question for you is, what happened to your laughter? If laughter is that good, if laughter is necessary, if laughter does the heart good like medicine, if laughter strengthens your body, heals your body, boosts your immune system, if laughter adds years to your life, why are you so jaded? Why are you frowning? What happened to your laughter? I know what you're going to say. My divorce happened. My separation happened. Incarceration, cheating happened. Abuse happened. Being laid off happened. Catastrophe happened. Death happened. Incarceration happened. Somebody hurt me at the church. My spouse walked out on me. People abused me and misused me. Friends stabbed me in the back. That's what happened. But I'm here to remind you that your laughter exudes from the inside. Your laughter is what you have because you understand that just as the word taught us that it does the heart good like medicine, that in Nehemiah 8 and 10, it teaches us that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Why? Because this day is holy unto the Lord. What day? This day. And on tomorrow, it will still be this day. And the following day, it will be this day. See, when you understand that your life is hidden in God, that the steps of a good man or good woman are ordered by the Lord, that God holds the whole world in his hand, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It doesn't mean that the attack will not come, but that ultimately the victory, your consolation, your assurance, rest in God. Then you can begin to laugh at the enemy. You can laugh at his tactics. You can laugh at his devices. You can laugh at him. Hallelujah. You say the joy of the Lord is my strength. Woo, glory to the Lord. When you understand who you are, then you find your laughter again. Psalm 28 and 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. See, this is why you can still laugh. This is why you can still have joy, because your heart trusts in who? In whom? and trust in God. 2 Timothy 3 and 12, all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer, must suffer, will undergo persecution. So see, your laughter is not a reckless laugh. It's not an insanity. It's not that you're saying that nothing is going to happen. It's not that you don't, you're not allowed to deal with your natural emotions. No, even Jesus wept. Even Jesus became angry and whipped the money changers out of the temple. So there is a such thing as a righteous indignation or a righteous anger. There is a such thing as grieving. There is a such thing as being sad. I'm not telling you to suppress your emotions. I'm not telling you to bottle up your anger. No, I'm actually telling you to let it go. Release it. Say what you need to say. Speak what you need to speak. You don't have to be a doormat. But as you speak it, make sure that the last part of the conversation, the last part of the declaration, the last part of the decree is, but despite all of this, I know my victory is here. I can still laugh. I can still praise because God has worked it out for me. God has worked it out for me. God has, God has, God has. Hallelujah. Worked it out for me. So my soul makes its boast in the Lord. My soul magnifies him. My soul exalts him. My soul praises him, not because I ignore what I see, but because despite what I see, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Ooh, I got to wrap it up. Come on. Just begin to laugh and praise him right now. Call out those circumstances and just begin to laugh and praise him right now. Job 13 and 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, and I'll maintain my own ways before him. In other words, no matter what comes against me, yet will I continue to trust God. Yet will I trust God. Yet will I trust God. And because I trust God, I will praise God. And because I praise God, I can worship him. And because I worship him, I have joy in him. And because I have joy in him, there's joy in me. And because there's joy in me, there's laughter in me. And because there's laughter in me, there's medicine in me, healing in me, there's recovery in me, there's attractiveness in me, there's strength in me. Whatever you need is in me, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Our time is getting ready to run, and I'm about to go into prayer. But I want to share this with you right quickly about knowing, you know, the power of the circumstance and the situation. I had a situation that occurred where I was working through something, and I thought I had resolved it. And then, you know, the situation came up again. And I said, oh, Lord, not again. I thought I had resolved this thing. And I was about to get angry about it. And then I just started laughing. I just started laughing. I said, you know what? I got this. Because until I can laugh through this test, it's going to keep recycling through my life. So I'm not going to respond the way I would usually respond. Instead, I'm going to laugh my laugh, dance my dance, shout my shout, worship my Lord. You see, this is why some of you can't get to laughter. Because you keep recycling through forgetting who God is in your life. You're so melancholy, no one wants to be around you. On Facebook every day, social media every day, you're asking for prayer. You're talking about all the negative things going on in your life. People don't even want to call you. They're afraid to ask you, how are you doing? Because you have nothing but negative Nancy, Debbie Downer, Jaded John, Sad Susie answers. What happened to you? When did you stop laughing? Where did your joy go? What got you so entangled that, or got you so bewitched that you forgot the power of the Lord? Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise your name right now. We give you honor and glory. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Your joy is our strength. Your joy is our strength. And we magnify you this morning. We stand on that power. Father, we say that we don't care what comes against us. We put it in your hands. What comes against our loved ones, our friends, our jobs, our businesses, our homes, our ministries, our finances, our health, we put it in your hands. And because we have that assurance that the whole world rests in your hands, and because your hands are big enough to hold and encapsulate the whole world and cover the whole world because you are the creator of this world, then we can rest in the assurance. And we just begin to laugh at the enemy. We laugh at our situations. We laugh at our obstacles, not as one who is insane or not as one who is reckless, but as one whose hope is in the Lord. Father, we praise you today. We just love you, Father. We just thank you so much. You're so great. You're so merciful. You're so good. You're so kind. We didn't deserve it, but you gave us another day. We love you, love you, love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Father. We love you today. We love you, and now I come in agreement with everyone listening now and those with whom they will share morning motivation for the laughter, for the joy to return, for everyone to just find their laughter again, the innocence of our childhood. Ah, because the just lives by faith. Laughter is necessary. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, we come in agreement. Amen. Just praise the Lord. Say, today I will laugh. Say it again. Today I will laugh. Then add this, at the enemy. Woo, isn't that powerful? Say, today I will laugh at the enemy. I'm going to do the altar call, then I'm going to give you our task, and we're going to end. But as I do this, I want you to continue to praise the Lord. I want you to just call out your situations and laugh at them in the name of Jesus, because you got the victory if you are not saved or if you're backslidden. And please repeat after me. I invite you into the family of our Lord. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask that you come into my life now and be my Savior. I repent. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make sure you're going to Bible study. You're going to church. You're tuned in Monday through Friday with me on Morning Motivation live at 6:30 or here in the recording on fieldfire.com or Facebook after 8 a.m. All right. Our topic for today, the necessity of laughter. Your task for today is twofold. Number one, on your brainstorming sheet that we've been working these five areas of the New Year's resolution. Number one was spiritual. Number two was relationships, which included family and friends. Number three was financial. And number four was professional and career. You can hear all of those teachings on fieldfire.com. So today is health and recreation, when that's why we're dealing with the necessity of laughter. I want you to write down all the things that make you laugh or smile. Just, it doesn't matter if it's crazy to everyone else. What makes you laugh or smile? Then I want you to write down all of the things or people that make you sad. And then the last thing I want you to do is to write down what you're going to do to get back to the first list, the list of the happy things, places, and situations. Okay, and then I ask you to share this with at least three people today. Just send them to fieldfire.com. Next year, I'm actually going to have it where you can sign up on a text list, and you will receive it every day, Monday through Friday, on your phone. Okay, we're going to end, but I remind you and I encourage you to laugh today. Don't let this be another day of crying. I love you. See you in the morning.
The river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time
coming,
but I know. I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time
coming,
but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. And then I go to my brother, And I say, brother, help me believe. And then I went to my father. And I said, Father, I'm down, down on my knees.
Let me tell you something. You better build your merry heart of laughter again and get rid of those dried up bones. See you tomorrow. Go to fillthefire.com. Laugh today.